standing order. And if we will, for the next few months, whatever, until she learns everybody's name, I'd give a motion to say your name. If everybody's had a chance to read the minutes, we'll get the motion to pass for a second.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes. Travis.
Travis, motions, do we have a second?
I'll take it.
Lauren, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Accounts payable. Wex for $14. Holt for $1,100. Tire shop, $130.93. GSO. Do you want me to read every one of those, or do you keep going?
There's a lot of those.
Rocky Mountain Power for Coke Works, $16.97. CarQuest, $2,023.57. Cross Fab, $70. Bank Card, $883.21. Mount Wheeler, $37.67.
What are the ESL solutions? What are all those?
Who else needed one?
They're like a software upgrade, is what that thing said.
Sorry, we're here.
Instead of emergency reporting, it's ESL now.
Okay. Yeah. Is everybody finished with the upgrades? They quit calling me, so it must be done.
I don't know, I've been getting emails from everybody. Anytime you get one, I get one. When Fillmore gets one, I get one.
Okay.
So I don't know where mine is right now.
You can thank me for that, Jim, because I told him, quit sending them to me. Send them to Jim Giles.
I'm still waiting to hear back where mine actually stands. Okay, so add-ons, we have one for Hyman. $5,483.95. Renville Capital Purchase. And then Commercial Business Radio for $1,510 for holding capital purchase. Any questions on the bills?
What was the card question for?
Is that something more bothered, or is it? I bet that was Fulton's.
That's our headache,
right? Yeah. That wasn't Fillmore stuff. That was stuff for this assistant coroner's truck. May I change you for a minute?
It's not Fillmore that
they
go to?
It's the warden's tree truck. We approved the $85,000 for the truck and stuff it needs.
Okay.
Any other questions, Tom? Not, I'll look for motion to pay the bills.
Kevin.
Second. Pat. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Okay. So in the financial statements I've got my first page. What I've got is a budget for each one of the stations that was set up last year. So you can kind of see where you're at in relation to the budgeted amounts they made at the beginning of the year and what's been spent, just so you can kind of keep track of where it's at. That's the capital purchases. Yeah, that's not the E&O. That does not include the E&O. That's just the capital purchases. And the district's a little high just because it's that truck. I've got to get it moved to the capital reserve, because I think that's where it's supposed to come from.
It was actually
under the
state wildland fund.
Well, okay.
$100,000 there.
Yeah, so I just got to
go into that one.
Okay, I'll do that.
And then that headache rack, the same one.
Okay.
Car Quest one.
Okay, we'll do that.
So can we see those? I'm looking at Ganache. That says we spent $17,000.
Yeah, I've got the detail for each one. I can show you what.
I can see that.
Okay.
You probably have all our batteries and stuff on here.
It could be.
But is that last year's budget?
No, that was this year's capital.
Yeah, this year's capital. So I will. I can.
That's why not everybody has one.
So I'll get
some of that needs split out for a little more adult.
Yeah, I'll go through that those expenditures. I tried splitting them out. Well, I only had to do it 1 month, so maybe I'll go back and see if there's some that haven't been split out or not. So, okay. Under the next on the next page, the balance sheet, the checking account, there's $53,966, and then in the general fund and the state treasurer, there's $1,933,000, and then in the capital reserve, there's $2.3 million. On the next page is the profit and loss. We're still showing a loss on the net income. We haven't received the money from the, we haven't booked the receivable for the county yet. And then that capital general fund, that's going to go down because I'll move the truck to the other account that I need to move it from, so it's been approved. And that, so that'll reduce. And it'll actually, everything's within budget overall, so there's not a problem. The next page is detail of what was spent in May. And that Ropers, that 55, I think that got split between three stations. I don't know. I'll check and see, but I thought I split them all up. So I just divided it by three and did that. Huh? So it should have been divided by three, that 5,507?
Not exactly.
Okay, so Dick said just to divide it by three. So do you have...
I guess if you don't care that it's showed up, it doesn't really matter. It's still dollars, but...
Okay, so could be a, what?
More of the expenses should go to Delta and Delta.
Still off the capital, you're still going to get your amount of capital you had coming. So it's not going to hurt your...
More than the...
I mean, it's the very
worst...
It's going to
look like more on your bottom line, but right. It's not going to take any
more. As long as everybody understands that,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, no.
Well, it's just going to show these guys can spend $2,000 more.
Yeah.
Now, Lord says he didn't spend that much. He doesn't want to show him spend
that much. Yeah, because I asked Dick about those, and he said, I just divide them by equally among them. And I said, okay. But if you want me to go down, then I just need the... I need you guys to give me the breakdown that says this is what is ours.
That should be from our what we requested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost dollar for dollar.
Okay.
Right, but if you guys went together and y'all bought that, it's under one. Anyways, maybe he got four, you got three, or something there needs to be split out.
Because I don't have the deep, I have amounts, but I don't know what they're for.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll have to do the same thing with the fans.
Yeah, the fans were broke out.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't. They weren't divided equally. They were actually broke out. Well, I think Dick did that. I think Dick might have looked those out. I don't know. So
when that one comes in, just double check it.
Yeah, I'll bring up the detail next month.
And, yeah.
Okay. On the next page is the bank rec. And you see, there's a big red box. Those are outstanding checks. And there's one from the previous year, Leamington Town. Do I need to reissue that?
I thought we already did.
There was one for an earlier one that I think she did. But I'll double check and make sure, because that did not match the check number that she said she voided and we did.
Got turned into the town, so.
Okay.
Dave got a new car
somewhere. Yeah. So, and just as an auditor, this used to really frustrate me when I'd have outstanding checks for more than, 6 months. And so that's something that if you can find those checks and get them put in from January and even in April, and I checked this morning and they still haven't cleared.
I'll look at it because I know I remember seeing some checks sitting on the desk in the fire station that aren't counting and never picks up. So
okay.
I'll look into it.
So yeah, you had one from October and one from January.
Right.
And then Holden has one from April.
You don't want them sending them our way.
So he can cover their budget.
So here's a question, and I'm just asking like from my simple mind. So can we not do like a direct deposit?
That was my next. I was going to actually bring that up. I was going to say, if there's a way, I'm going to try to figure out a way, if you're okay with it, to do electronic transfers on this O&M.
And it seems like we approached that a couple of years ago and something...
The towns couldn't...
Oh, they couldn't accept it?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was.
Okay, but I'll check it again. Because honestly, that would be the best way to do it. Just approve it, and then the next day it gets transferred. Or maybe if I, can we mail it to the town?
That would be worse.
You think it would be worse?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if your town's the same, but what I do is, our town has a drop box for residents to pay their bills. I just put it in there, and the clerk picks it up for the next morning.
I think it's the bank myself.
So yeah, I'll check on that. But I was gonna see if there might be something. I'll talk to, I can talk to Delta or some of the others and just see if there's a problem with that. If there's something that won't allow us to do that, if we can't do an interfund transfer between the entities. So, so is there any questions on the financial statements?
Yeah.
We're all good on that. Okay. We need to pick a new signer to take Lee's spot for checks.
What's the qualifications to be a signer?
Being a board member and being here often.
I'm not very tall.
Something is done. Don't have to second a nomination. Have it. Use the words.
Any other thoughts on that? Lauren, are you okay with that?
What does that entail? Sign the checks?
Just signing the checks, yeah.
You gotta go to the bank and sign their card and whatnot, but
yeah, you gotta sign your own account. It's just so that if Travis or I aren't both here, then you have that second signer, so you have to have two signers on the checks. We have a motion to make Lynn our third signer. Lauren.
I make the motion.
Second.
Second.
Travis, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Back to you, Todd.
Okay. I've talked to Jim and I've talked to Travis. That I spoke to Corey Holyoke, and he indicated that the county or the IPP had came to him, to the school district, proactively. And so I talked to Travis and said, that kind of concerns me that they haven't been proactive with the district. So I talked with John Finlinson. And he said, please get your committee together, get a hold of this. He gave me the name of the guy and said, get him to visit with them because they really want to make you guys whole. So they want to work with the district. They want to get it taken care of. He said, the sooner the better. And he said, the guy that you're going to talk to is just great. He's great. He wants to work with the small districts and stuff to make sure that you're not, you know, put into big of trouble. And so I'll get the phone number and the name of the gentleman, Jim, so that he can visit with him and get an appointment for the committee to go up and talk to him. And if you want, I can go with you. I'll make arrangements if you want me there. If not, I'm okay too.
How soon do we have to have this done?
I think it was 2027. But that's what John told me. He said the sooner you get in, the better it will be.
Todd, just for your information, the guy's name's Cameron Cowell.
Yep, that's it. Do you have his phone number?
That's his number.
I can give it.
Okay, well, I've got it. I just send it to Jim tomorrow.
Yeah, that's not my contacts. I think
Cameron. You're not that high up. You're not
that high up. That's his name, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's his name.
Uncle Cameron, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll get that number to Jim in the morning, and then he can call him and see if they can get an appointment and get this thing taken care of. Because they did make an agreement with the mosquito abatement and one other, so.
Any other discussion on the IPA stuff? Or get all this guy in?
Well, I guess my only thoughts are, you know, I'm just speaking as a member, not necessarily as a board member, but it was suggested that we go into that discussion with a plan, right? You know, don't and propose something. I think this was this Commissioner Draper. I think former Commissioner Draper gave us his advice. You know, go in with a plan. Go in, not necessarily asking him what they want to do, or less us proposing like here's our plan. So I would just recommend once that meeting sets up that we do a little bit of prep work prior to that meeting and have kind of our ducks in a row.
What if we try to set up that meeting for like after the next district meeting, so that if we know when it is, then possibly next district meeting we could take a quick consensus of what everybody feels like.
I would do that now too. It's on here for discussion.
Okay.
What do we want?
Do we have the numbers on what?
It's approximately $300,000 that they want.
Yeah, it's more than $300,000 a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we, whatever number they could negotiate it down to, that would be put towards something that the district needs or can do. Is that kind of there was something?
That'd be a way to go at it, yeah.
Yeah.
In kind of like an in-kind payment, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
If you don't charge us for this, we'll do this.
But we know we're lacking on trucks to respond out that way, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and I don't recall if it was me who made that suggestion, but I would definitely lean towards that because there's a lot of infrastructure that's being developed out there, and the response time, you know, is far. We're relying pretty heavily on Delta, you know. So whether it was another piece of equipment or a remote location or, you know, someplace to stage something, you know, that would be my proactive suggestion. You know, is try to help us support your facilities, you know.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. If at least that was something they were on board with, that would be
better back so we put it towards something to help them.
Yeah, happy meeting for sure. I mean, what would we possibly propose to? A whole dollar amount? Or do we start the whole dollar amount and then negotiate back to half or,
right,
or something along those lines?
What's the new truck?
Maybe you can say in lieu of going to this.
Mm-hmm.
What's a new truck?
Yeah. What's the truck you guys would be looking at?
We're looking at
a lot of the truck. I know what you say.
Throw a number out there.
Right now we're about 1.8.
Probably
go through.
Any other discussion on IPA?
Well, I guess maybe do an assessment of what the needs are, you know, and then determine like a very specific piece of equipment that just happens to be around $300,000. You know what I mean? That's how I would more, I would go about it. You know, and then, you know, or like I said, I mean, I don't know how the district would feel, but I mean, like,
what do you think from your area?
You know, something that if they want to go partners on, you know, because they have their own fire brigade and stuff in certain aspects too. Not that you want to go partners with them on a piece of equipment. Something that would support that, you know.
I'm pretty sure
they're interested in working something like that. And
yeah, I'm pretty sure maybe I was like, he has an aerial to help them, you know, build that aerial for an IPB, but I'm sure they're not opposed to Delta using that equipment to help the, you know, the community itself.
Anything else? Okay, on to the follow-up. Signature cards and online banking.
That's all been set up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I got the email address.
You have an email address. So everybody, what it is?
Miller County Fire District at gmail.com. Yeah, it's easy to remember.
It's all spelled out?
It's all spelled out, yep. I tried MCFD, but it wouldn't let me do it. I said it was already taken.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
I'll get you a password and stuff so you can get on it anytime you want.
Okay, that's what so from moving forward, our meeting agenda and stuff will be coming from that email, not Mrs. Holt.
No, it'll still come from her.
Okay, so what? Remind me the purpose of the email.
It's
some
main
of our accounts and stuff.
Okay.
We want email. We want it to tie it to us instead of. There.
Okay, yeah. So we're not necessarily directing traffic through there.
No.
Okay, got it.
It when Pam left, it was her personal email,
yes.
And it was a pain in the butt to get them to release, to allow us to get access to WEX. And I know what it's, I've got WEX on my company, and it's a pain. And then once you get online banking with them, it's slick. You can change people around, and they don't even question. So we were just going to make sure that all these online accounts had this email address.
That was the manual stuff.
Oh, okay.
Accounts and stuff. Up. Okay.
I actually do have something for other business. The silver dollars. We need to get rid of them.
Before somebody tries to resurrect it again.
Yeah. Do we want to put it in the paper and put it up for auction? That highest bid gets it.
That's what you got to do, isn't it? That'd be awesome.
We can put it on public surplus. So through there.
So now, tell me, understand, why does it have to be auctioned? Why can't you just put it for sale sign on Delta Main Street?
Because it's public property.
Public property. Your towns have to auction stuff off. I mean, they got power poles back here. They have to auction off if you're selling the residences. Anything publicly owned has to be auctioned.
Yeah.
No private trading.
I would say let's just put that in the paper and
put it for surplus
and
who's going to take the bids? I mean, you're just going to
have them private
sale it and mail it to
have them mail to them.
Okay.
And then they bring them to the next district or the district after and we open it up and let them come over and bid. No.
You probably know all that, but you want to word it so that you can accept or reject any bid.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, I'll put it in. Can't just leave it right in the house and forget
it. It's sitting in the dump station.
Oh,
it's
all
Washington. We can go put it back in the yard. You want to go look at the Dodge at his house?
They can't come by like, what the?
I'll bid on it just a minute.
It knows its way there.
Okay, so we'll auction it off.
Does that mean a motion?
Probably does, but can we do that where it's
Yeah, it's not been on the agenda, so we have to wait for next week, next month.
Somebody resurrected that.
Look for a motion to adjourn this meeting and open our second meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Greg?
Second. Colin.
Colin. Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Colin. Need to certify our tax rate for 2025. Nothing's changed. We'll just look for a motion to certify the current tax rate.
I'll make the motion.
Kevin? Second. Say, Bob.
Richard.
Before we do that, is there any interest in ever changing that? Or
we
gonna...
Well, we can't change it. We have to certify it for this year, and it's another process to update.
Every year I've been in here, we talk about the possibility of that, and then we talk about it.
We can do that in October?
Yep.
Well, we have to have everything turned in by October.
Right.
Mailings have to be out to everybody by October. We have to notify all the appropriate state and county people by October.
So, and then we have to do a truth in taxation meeting where we have the public come and give input.
Plus, we have to go to the county commission and have them sign up on it.
And that's why we have done. We haven't done three of those.
So we don't have to go
right.
To that.
That's the start of this year. We started that talk, but let's finish this real quick. Certify this one. We had both. And is that in all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. So I did start first this year. I brought it up in this meeting that we need to start discussing how much you need for your stations, what we need to add to it, how far we need to jump, that kind of stuff. So it was trying to get everybody to start thinking about it. I talked to Bonnie, and that's where I learned that by October we have to decide how much. We have to go through the commission first and have them approve us to be able to do that. And then send out mailers to every person in the county that pays taxes, plus notify our auditor and state auditor and all that by 1st October. And then that won't take effect until the following May or June or something like that. So we won't see any of the money for that year.
So what's your potential increase? What's a number?
Well, one thing is,
I guess it'll be a percentage.
You have your budget that you get every year.
Right.
Is it covering everything you need? We need to see where everybody's at, what they need. Plus, talk to the commission and find out if we've got a budget that 500 and whatever thousand was.
It's on our list for top of the We hinted at doing the last commissioner meeting, saying there's some big changes coming.
So if we've got to cover that, it's got to go up a long ways. And so there's some talks that need to be happening.
It's a conversation we're going to have in September, most likely.
It doesn't give you a lot of time.
Yeah, September's not going to help us this year. So the last email I got from Bonnie says we probably won't see anything until 27. We'll probably end up figuring out what we need to raise it and have it all done by October 26th and then see the money in 27.
And then by then, everyone will be realizing we wasted it.
By then, I don't care. Yeah, it is a long, drawn-out process to try and get taxes.
Better stand right there. Commissioners can fix that if they choose to.
Yep.
Wow. What are you talking about? This deal with the county that we're going to change some, or what? What do you mean in that way?
What's your county's
about a bigger bill or?
Well, our state, so much the state wants us to cover that we always do in kind work for. That they changed the formula and went through it up in Oak City. But we went from this to this amount. Well, we don't have that. And we weren't able to cover any 100,000 this year to get our budget to zero out. So we'd have to come up with another 400,000 or 500,000 above what we're getting right now to cover that if we needed to have that fall back on us, they find stuff like that.
Until they big files, we've got to fall off.
Yeah. In our in kind, we're only like 40,000 away from meeting our in kind for this year. So
Right, but going forward, I'm just saying, if any of that ever fell through, we'd have to come up with that $500,000.
Yeah, we gotta have the money.
And so the only way to do that is to raise taxes. Whether the commission says, you guys are raising yours, cover it, or the commission covers it. Because they're wanting the commission to sign that paper, not us, now, that agreement with the state.
Right. There's still such a shady different direction, you know, that works. Oh, they want an agreement with the county, but then the county wants us to be responsible for fire suppression and to cover them on the backside. I don't get it. Well, it seems like a couple of years ago when we brought this up, I mean, we brought it up every couple of years for the last 20 that I've known, but our tax rate is only about half of what we are actually allowed to tax.
It's way under half.
Way under.
Yeah.
I mean, I was told if we went to full rate, we'd bring in more than general fund.
Yeah. So, you know, what we were already authorized, we would just have to do the truth of taxation to.
But the commission has to sign off on us doing that.
Okay. So we have to go through all the questions.
It wouldn't have to be put on the ballot like Scott did.
Right.
We didn't have to put it on the ballot then.
Right.
But we didn't realize that we could do that.
Right. Okay.
Got a decimal question on Scott.
No kidding.
So we, I mean, we know about right off though what our estimated revenue is at $800,000 or $900,000. Might be another
$400,000. Yeah. And you know what Bonnie told me? Well, you've got 70,000 more out here. Why do you need to raise it? Sorry, I spoke that turn on that one. Look for motion to adjourn this.
Take motion.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Yeah.